At Lehigh Junior High School, your not so average school bell begins class. Students in this Chinese 1 class stand up and begin to recite Chinese. They then bow to each other, and the teacher begins the lesson. Chinese classes like this one are beginning to pop up all over Utah.
Students have been really enthusiastic about it. They've been interested.
That's Lehigh Junior High School Chinese teacher Natasha Tanner. She started the Chinese program at the school 2 years ago.
I always try to teach my kids to be Yobanfa students, which means students that are problem solvers, that have a can-do attitude.
After starting the Chinese program from scratch with no students, Natasha now has 168 students signed up for Chinese 1 and Chinese 2 language classes next year. Part of that success comes from Chinese immersion programs that can be found in schools across the state. Utah alone has one-third of all Chinese immersion programs in the country.
Chinese isn't the easiest language, but I really try to have kids have a come to class every day with a good can-do, problem-solving attitude, and I think, more than anything, I think that's what I really want them to learn and gain out of Chinese.
Students like 8th grader Natalie Lyman find simple joys of learning a difficult language. She told me what her favorite part of the language is.
Learning new characters, probably, because each one's, it's like their own little story. They each have a meaning that, if you look at one character, it may sound the same as a word, but it's a different character and it means something new. And so it's fun to learn a new character because it's a new challenge.
Many of the students at Lehigh Junior High will go on to Lehigh High School, where Chinese teacher Aaron Anderson heads the program.
You know, the stereotype of high school foreign language classes is you learn a couple things, you learn the culture, and then 10 years later, you can't remember anything of the language. And I want to break that stereotype. I want kids to be able to do things in the language after a couple years of high school language.
Aaron Anderson's Chinese students have consistently ranked as some of the best in the state. Recently, his students won first place at the Brigham Young University Chinese Language Fair. He says he understands why Chinese is becoming a popular class to take.
Chinese is an up-and-coming language, language of the future, whether for business reasons, people want to do business with the Chinese, or the concern that China is a growing superpower and we need to be able to communicate with them in order to cooperate rather than compete with them.
As Chinese programs in Lehigh and the rest of Utah continue to grow, the spirit of cooperation they learn in class will stick with them well after their formal schooling finishes. For Utah Public Radio in Lehigh, I'm Stephen Tanner.